Good morning. Welcome to Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I would like to invite you to turn with me to the book of John, chapter 6, verse 70. I'm going to read this verse as my text for this inspiration. Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" This spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Jesus, we know, came to this earth to seek and save that which was lost. Jesus humbled himself and took upon him the form of a servant. He became obedient unto death, even the cruel death of the cross. As Jesus selected his closest men, we know there were 12. 12 disciples. 12 men that he was intimate with. Some of the 12 he was closer with. As we know, John, it was described as the disciple whom Jesus loved. So, you know, there was degrees of intimacy and relationship like there is in any relationship of several people. But he said, "I chose you 12, but one of you is a devil." Now, it was ordained that Jesus would come. It says, before the foundation of the world, Jesus was planned to be crucified and be a sacrifice for sin. This is just one of those great things in God's infinite wisdom and majesty and power. He knew. He had it all planned out because God's God. He knows the beginning, he knows the middle, and he knows the end. He knows the future, and he knows the past. But this statement should shake us. It should shake us because God calls. He said, "Many are called, few are chosen." Judas was called. Here it says he was also chosen. So Judas was called, Jesus was chosen, but he was a devil. Another place it said he was a thief. He is the very one that fulfilled salvation's plan to turn coat, to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver and to give him over to the evil men who wanted to stop his healing, stop his preaching, stop his calling things as they were, stop this movement of Jesus in Jerusalem and in all of Israel. So Judas was chosen. Judas was called. But here it said Judas was a devil. Now, if we could just go back in Judas's life, there was a time God sent out the 12, and he told them to go preach the kingdom of God. He told them to go into houses and abide there and preach and teach, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead. He told them to go, and if people wouldn't receive it, shake the very dust of your shoes off, but go preach the gospel. And he saw the very power of God. He saw miracles and saw healing. Then the 70 were sent out, and Judas was in that group. No doubt he was there when all the other things happened. The miracles, the blind men, the lame walking, the dead raised, dead Lazarus raised, Peter's mother-in-law healed, just end after end after end. Miracles, miracles, miracles. He saw them. He heard them. He heard the precious words of Jesus. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. Except ye eat my flesh and drink my blood, ye have no part with me." But somehow Judas loved this present world. He loved sin. He was a devil. He didn't have a heart that wanted to follow God all the time. I think Judas was a lot like people you and I know, or perhaps one of us is that way. Well, you like church, you like Bible, you like truth, but yet you just can't get the mastery over sin. You'd rather sin. It brings you more pleasure, and your heart's really on the things of sin. You want to do good, but you just don't do it. Well, it says Judas was a devil. And I think we ought to realize today that it's possible there could be some devil in some of us, more devil than there is God that we think. And I think it's good to do what the Scripture says. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I believe it's verse 31. Let's turn over there. It says that if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. The Bible says in another place, examine yourselves to see if you be in the faith. It's time to take personal evaluation. There's a little Judas in me. There's a little Judas in you. Loves the clink of that silver. Loves to reason with your own mind. Would rather please the men of this world than to really please God. Oh, my friend, I think this ought to shake us. Another place it says of Judas, it would have been better if he'd never been born. Oh, my friend, what a sad, sad thing to have written on your tombstone. It'd been better if this man had never been born. Let's repent if there's sin in our life, because one little sin might lead you to become like a devil like Judas and betray your Lord and Master. Or maybe you listen to this and you say, you know, I've already betrayed Jesus. Well, you know, I believe Judas didn't have to hang himself. You know, he went out and hung himself. He went to a devil's hell with a suicide grave. And it was a sad story. And Jesus said it'd been better off if he'd never been born. Just think, if that'd be written on my tombstone or yours, it'd be better if this man had never been born. Because if you go to the fires of hell, where the worm dies not and the fires never quench, where it's hot, weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth, my friend, there's no escape from that place. It's eternal. Its destiny is set when you get there. Be better if you'd never been born. That's true. So today, let's don't let that be said of us. I believe Judas could have really repented, and he could have gotten right with God, and he could have gone on to be in that upper room with Jesus when he came down with the Pentecostal blessing. I believe they could have been there. He could have been there. I think he could have been at the gate, beautiful. I think he could have been one of those out there with Stephen preaching the gospel and possibly become a martyr and die with the honor of the Lord Jesus standing up for him and welcoming him into the presence of God. But no, this man was a devil. He betrayed his Lord. Well, think about these things, and let's let the fruit of repentance and the fruit of righteousness be found in me and in you. God bless your day. 099 will open up the voicemail. You're welcome to leave us a message, prayer request, or ask questions. Jesus bless your day.